Hey, Mama. So today we gotta have a little chat. I wanna know, are you caught in a cycle of growing and engaging with your audience, your community, but not actually selling your offers? If so, you need to listen to this episode. Go grab a notebook, pen, all of the things. And the reason why is that, yes, building an audience, building your community, growing and engaging with them, it's important, but that's not how you make sales. You have to actually sell your offers. And so that's what we're going to be talking about today. All right, let's jump into today's episode. Hey, Mama, are you tired of feeling stressed and overwhelmed trying to grow your online business with your babies at home? You desire more flexibility in your day, allowing you to pour into your family, yourself, and your business without running yourself into the ground. Mama, you can build your dream business and do it in a way that fits your current season of life. And I'm going to show you exactly how. Welcome to the Mama Turn Mompreneur podcast. I'm your host, Andrea Singletary, daughter of the king, wife, mama of two, and life and business coach for mompreneurs. On this podcast, you will learn business strategies made for mamas just like you, who desire to be successful CEOs and fully present mamas without stress or overwhelm. So whether you're an entrepreneur who transitioned to a mompreneur or a mama turned mompreneur, I am here to support you. So grab your coffee, notebook, and pen, put in those earbuds, and let's dig in. All right, so are you caught in a cycle of growing and engaging your audience without actually selling your offers? If so, it means you're playing it safe. And this is one of those situations where you find yourself in a cycle giving lots of free value, but never actually inviting people to work with you, to invest in your offers. And there's nothing wrong with giving free value. Nothing wrong with that at all. But your business, it's not a hobby. If you actually want to have a business, you need to be making sales. And how you make sales is by inviting people to work with you. And a lot of it is that, like, we don't want to feel salesy, right? We don't want to come off like, ooh, I don't want to be like a sleazy car salesman. But the thing is that you're doing your audience a disservice by not telling them how they can work with you, because there's only so much they can do with your free content. There's only so far they can go with your free content. They need your support to actually execute, you know, your strategies, your framework, these different things to see the results that they desire to see that transformation, that change. And so if you're not inviting them to work with you, they're not going to know. They won't know how you can help them. And it's not enough to talk about your offer one time and that be it. No, we can't. We have to sell. We're businesses. We are businesses. And in order to be a legit business, we need to be selling. Like, there's no way around it. And I really see this happen a lot with us as women. But even just amongst Christians too, like, we are sometimes hesitant to sell our offers and whatnot because we want to, you know, we want to do the right thing, so to speak. But it's like, there's nothing wrong with making money from, you know, sharing your gifts essentially with the world. Like, there's nothing wrong with that. You have a gift, a skill that can help so many people. But at the same time, you need to be able to support your family. You need to be able to support your lifestyle. And so if you're not selling, if you're not actually inviting people to work with you, if you're essentially doing your services for free, you're not going to be able to do that. I also see this come up where, like, people are hesitant to sell is in their podcast content. And the reason why is, like, you can post like a social media post and, you know, sell. Like, it doesn't feel as like salesy or whatnot because it's written content, right? Like, if you're doing a carousel post, if even in stories, it's short, it's quick, you know, and stories expire in 24 hours. But your podcast content, this is evergreen content that lives on for years. And I find that people struggle to actually talk about their offers in their podcast content. They give a lot of great value, a lot of great tips and strategies and different things. But at the end of the episode, you don't know what it is that they actually do. Like, you don't know how they can actually help you. And so you have to get out of that headspace of being hesitant to sell, being hesitant to invite people to work with you. You have to overcome those blocks to selling, because if not, you're not going to make money in your business. If you aren't telling people how they can work with you, where they can find out more information, if you're not selling, you're not going to make any money. It's that simple. Like, you can't hope and pray that somebody finds your website, clicks the button to book whatever your services are. Like, you know, it doesn't work like that. Like, you have to sell in your content. And there are like a few reasons why these blocks come up. So one is like fear that no one will buy, or that fear of rejection. And I get it. Like, we don't want to be rejected. Like, we know we have a bomb offer, and it's like, well, we know like this person's a good fit for it, but we may be hesitant to tell them about this offer because we're worried that they won't buy. And so to kind of release yourself of that, you have to remember, like I've been saying, selling is an invitation. So for instance, for those of us who are married, we sent out wedding invitations, and there were people who said, yes, they'll be there. And there were other people who said, no, they could not attend. But those people who could not attend, more than likely, they sent the gift or something. You know what I mean? And so when you think about it that way, the person can say no. That is the worst that could happen. They say no. But you know that they have it at the top of their mind that that's a service you have. And so when they get to that point where they are uncomfortable, where they are sick and tired of whatever problem they're dealing with that you can help them solve, they know you're the person that they can go to and get that support. So shift your mindset around it. You also may have a fear or worry that you will push your community away or lose your community. And I see this come up with emails, like people not wanting to sell in their emails, people not wanting to send, you know, too many emails. And you have to remember that the people who are for you, the people who have every intention of buying from you at some point, who are your people, the people you are called to serve, they're not going to be offended that you are selling to them. They're going to know that either right then and there, they are ready for that offer, or they're going to keep it at the top of their mind that when they are ready, you are the person that they are going to invest in. And this is a big part of like the offer awareness. We have to stop going into selling it, like thinking that I have to make the sell. I have to make the sell. But think about it more as I am making people aware of how I can help them. I'm making them aware that this is the problem you have and I have the solution to it. And so when you're ready, you know where I'm at. You know how to reach me. That's it. Like, take the pressure off of it. Like, it doesn't have to be salesy or gross or anything like that. You're creating that offer awareness, and you'll have those people who they will immediately hop in because they are ready. They are sick and tired of dealing with that problem. And then you're going to have those people who they're not quite ready yet. That problem hasn't become that much of a problem yet, or maybe they're a little hesitant. Maybe you still have to earn their trust, and that's okay, but you're still making them aware of how you can support them. Okay. The next thing when it comes to overcoming the blocks to selling, you have to remember that however you are marketing your offers, whether that's Instagram, Facebook, email, podcast, blogs, your website, however you're marketing your offers, networking, ads, all of the different things, that's your platform. And yes, no, you don't own Instagram, whatever. But essentially, it's rented space. And because you're renting it, you know, you think of it as you own it until, say, social media kicks you off or something like that. But that's your platform. That's your place to talk about the things that you want to talk about. And this isn't to say that you aren't creating content geared towards your ideal clients, but more so it's like you have every right to sell on your platform. So my podcast, I have every right to sell on it. That's why I talk about life and seasons coaching. And one of the things we do in life and seasons coaching, we really work on mindset. Mindset when it comes to selling, mindset when it comes to overcoming imposter syndrome and wondering if whether or not we're qualified to do this and all of the things. But this is my platform. I'm going to talk about it. So you have to go into selling, remembering that that's your space. That's your area to tell people about you and what you do and how you can help them and all of the things. You don't have to feel bad about it. That's your space. That's your area to like highlight you. And so do it. Own it. Walk in it. You're not being salesy. This is your business. And people aren't going to know you are a business and a business open, you know, to take on more clients if you're not talking about it. And like I've already said, selling is just an invitation for someone to come work with you. You lay it out there and people get to decide after that whether or not they want to move forward with investing in you. You're not pressuring anyone. You're not forcing anyone. You're not, you know, putting somebody's arm behind their back and forcing them to sign the contract and pay the invoice. No, you're just putting it out there, letting them know, hey, I know you got this problem and baby, I got the solution. I'm here when you're ready. When you're sick of dealing with that problem, I can get you to where you want to be. I can help you, you know, get the transformation you desire, but you got to give them information and let them make that decision that they're ready. And if you think about it, if we're pressuring people to work with us, 9 times out of 10, they're not going to be a good fit. They are not going to be as committed because they're going to probably feel some resentment. They're going to have buyer's remorse. And so that's why it's a no pressure thing. Like my approach to sales, I'm putting the information out there. I know you got that problem. You know you got that problem. When you're ready to stop dealing with that problem, I'm here for you. Arms open wide. You can come join the Mama Termopreneur family and I'll support you. That's all it is, guys. It does not have to be this gross or uncomfortable thing. Like, there's nothing wrong with making money. There's nothing wrong with earning money for your services. You don't have to do free work. Now, yeah, we have our free content. Sometimes we do free masterclasses, free challenges, different things like that. Yeah, you do have to do that, you know, especially as you're growing your audience and you're trying to generate leads and stuff like that. Like this podcast, this is a labor of love, but I see a return on investment for it because, yeah, you guys consume my content, but then you opt in to work with me. And so I'm making the money back from all the time and energy and even the money that I put into, you know, managing this podcast. So that's another little mindset shift thing there. It's like you definitely should be giving the free value, but you can make that money back. You know what I mean? Like you can make the money back from the time and everything that you're investing in putting out the free value. You can get that return on investment. Okay. If you are someone who is, you know, you're struggling with the mindset piece when it comes to selling, or maybe it's your messaging, like, I don't know what to actually say in my content. This is what we do inside of Life and Seasons Coaching. We really get down to what it is that you do, how you do things differently, your approach, your framework, and really create content around that so that way you can be seen as the go-to person for your niche. So you can start attracting those best fit clients through your content. If you are looking for that level of support, head on over to mamatermompreneur.com/coaching to learn more about Life and Seasons Coaching and to submit the application so we can chat some more and make sure that we are a good fit to work together. All right, Mama, that's it. I'll catch you in the next episode. Well, Mama, that's a wrap on today's episode. Thank you so much for taking time out of your busy day to hang with me. If you enjoyed today's episode, will you do me a favor and follow the podcast and leave a review? Hitting that follow button and sharing your thoughts about the podcast are the best ways to ensure that other mamas like you find this show. Your review also lets me know if you're enjoying this podcast, so make sure to share your thoughts before you go. All right, mama, I'll catch you in the next episode.